now offer you another gem from our program Straight from the Heart. Moving and uplifting extracts of conversations held with devotees here in the studios of Radio Sai. In the following portion, Professor Jayalakshmi Gopinath, who has known Baba since 1947 and is now the warden of the Sri Satyasai Institute of Higher Learning, Anandapur campus, recalls an incident which illustrates Bhagavan's care for each of his devotees.
There was one lady, Rajeshwari, one Brahmin lady. She started to believe in Baba so much, and we could see the transparent love she had for Swami. She was an elderly lady, and her husband was a famous scientist. She was a very orthodox Brahmin, very orthodox. And people were making fun of her, because once she would have her bath, go to Chitravati and have her bath, she would come with a wet sari, and she wouldn't come out lest other people touch her, and it contaminates her. And even to her husband, when she had worn this wet sari, and that is the way it was, a ritual, she would make him stand at a distance and keep his foot on the floor, never give it into his hand. Well, over and above this, she used to cook, and she would be very fond of sending, we used to send in those days, very fond of giving whatever she has cooked to Swami. So Swami is to eat in the left-hand side of Prashanthi Nilayam. And the left-hand side, you see, the middle floor.
There was the dining hall.
Swami's residence, he used to live there, and the dining hall, etc. And only some people who were given permission could take the food up, and there would be his sisters who would serve him. So this lady, she would cook, if I could call it in Kannada terms, muddy. Muddy, acharam.
Observing the ritual.
Yes, acharam. And with that sari, she would take, and like this, like she would sort of cover, if anybody came near her, she would walk up the steps and place it. Swami tantalizingly, he would come near her and said, Chesko, putting out his feet. She would say, Ledu, Swami. She wouldn't touch Swami's feet.
Because of the muddy.
Because of the muddy and the acharam. Swami would laugh and he would indulge her. And people thought how silly she was. Imagine not touching Swami's feet. Could there be greater blasphemy? But she never bothered. Never bothered. She just observed her rituals most sincerely. So we never expected it one day. It was Ekadashi. And in the morning bhajan, some of us would sit in front. And to my utter discomfiture, Swami would make me sing. And this lady also, that day muddy, Ekadashi. She would not take even a drop of water. She sat apart. And you know what Swami did? These are the things I've learned from divinity, you know. How true he is. Satya, dharma, shanti, prema. He's a very concretization of it. So he came in, Swami came in. He saw this lady sitting a little apart. And then he told the devotees, make place for her. Yes. See, people were sort of mocking at her. And belittling her as being extremely foolish. And what he did, he told them, make way for her. And you know where Swami's throne is in the bhajan hall?
Yes.
On the lady's side, he asked her to come forward and sit near his throne.
You have just heard an edition of Straight from the Heart, moving and thought-provoking extracts of conversations held with devotees in the Radio Sai studios.